sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 190. Not bad. Taking your soul through the laundromat. Welcome, bienvenue, another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Le Benoit. It's kind of Leonard? Leonard? I'm trying to pronounce Le Benoit in French. In English, Lebanon. Gaston Lebanon. All right. Hey, before I continue with the show, I need to inform you new listeners that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. And it's protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu's up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question,
Are you an outcast?
This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on July 25th, 2024, on a Wednesday. Excuse me. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. All right. I want to send a shout out to all my Niggatrons out there. You know, if you was a Niggatron, we'd be proud. Shout out to you. Niggatron. What's up, Niggatron? You know, it'll make more sense if I use the sound clip. You know, it doesn't matter. all right, like I always do, just to help you, hey, welcome on you listeners. I think I'm going to call y'all Niggatrons. By the way, yeah, so shout out to all my listeners, to all you, currently listening, and a special shout out to all you new listeners. Now, just to help you get familiarized with how I do my shows, so this is how it goes down. I like to break down my episodes into three parts, or acts. If you want to be more sophisticated, because I want to sound, you know, for the chicks, I want to sound like, you know, I know what the fuck I'm doing. And it's the three acts. The first act is the intro. The second act is news and random thoughts. And the final act is final thought. So far in the intro, what you've heard is the theme, the title of today's episode, and everything after that is greeting, salutation, and a warning to white people on the kind of podcast Dave, every once in a while someone clicks on this podcast by mistake, and I just got to give a fair warning. I'm like, yeah, man, we ain't going to be talking about, you know, not using soap or how often, how unfrequently you shower and shit like that. I guess I should also say, yeah, this ain't also a fuckboy podcast. But then again, you know, Eye of the Beholder. Like, I think I'm a nice guy, but, you know, someone out there is probably considers me a fuckboy. But I guess I need to be more precise in my intro. All right. With that said, now, if you're hearing noises, if you haven't subscribed to my to the Instagram page, I took a picture of my setup. I always do. I tend to do that frequently before recording, right? And I'm shaking some dices. All right. 7. I don't know what that means, but whatever. Okay. Intro is complete. Oh, yeah. Another thing I like to do in the intro is read off a quote. And today's quote goes like this. It says, maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe it's just really difficult to exist within a system that was not designed to support a spirit like yours. Oh, man. This shit makes me emotional. Shout out to Dr. John Paul E.D.? Is that their Dr. John Paul. I know it's a doctor. And he's the co-host, co-host of the Black Fat Fam podcast. Podcast I am a fan of. And yeah, so shout out to Dr. John Paul for sharing this beautiful quote. Okay, with all that said, with all this rambling on, I think I've warmed up the audience enough to jump to news and random thought, which is exactly what I will do after this. All right. Okay, let's go. First of all, before I start out, I gotta give myself a little pat on the back here. A little like one of these. Yay! Maybe I should have told you why I'm doing it. I mean, look, episode 190, man. 190. I'm 10 episodes away from 200. It was all a dream. I'm saying, so I've imagine this. I've put out more podcasts during the New Testament era of Shut Up Podcast than I did in the Old Testament. I believe the last episode was, I believe it was 130, 160. You know, fuck it. It's my goddamn podcast. I do what I want. Hold on. I'm going to get you that number. I remember saving an image of my last episode was something about Kanye. And I'm trying to remember what number it was. Because, you know, I'm patting myself on the back here. Hold on a second. I know I have a habit of searching on the internets while I'm talking to you. And I, yeah. I don't know. Okay, operations. No, development. I'm stalling, aren't I? No, I'm not stalling. I really want to know how many. Damn, I didn't save it. Oops, I'm in the wrong folder. Damn, I didn't save it. I forget. I think it was 160. I want to go 163 maybe. Development. About. No, old stuff. It's the folder's called, oh, previous. About, nope. This is, what time is it? I don't know what that all that beeping sound is about. Old Testament stuff. And then, okay, I don't have it. All right. Oh, whatever. My point is, I produced more episode. I'm proud of myself. This is really what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you got to celebrate the small victories. And yeah, happy for me, man. Another thing too, the reason why I've managed to gain so much is because I've been putting episode twice a week. So of course. Now, in the old version, it was, you know, it's a lot. I don't like to get into it. But, yeah, shout out to me. All right? Shout out to me. That's it. All right. Now, before I continue, I want to also remind you in the show notes to, there's a next section called Other Links. All right? I bring this up because I don't usually talk about the Other Links section. It's okay. But I bring this up because to acknowledge the name Sonya Massey. I can't be a black podcast and not mention that name. And I just want to say that I am not going to talk about the tragedy that happened to her. Look, call me cruel, man. As a highly sensitive soul like myself, I have to, like, budget. I got to budget my anger and I got to budget my, like, in 2020, I was spending most of 2020 remembering the names of black people who were murdered, brutalized by police, racist, what a victim of racism. And it took a toll on me, man. It really took a toll. So I'm just saying I gotta be careful, right? I'm just saying I'm aware of the story. I'm just In the other link section, I shared a video by Donnell Wright, and yeah, I did watch it, and he, like, I've been avoiding this story, right? And he goes over what happened to this poor woman, and he asks, anyways, it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge. It's taking a toll on me, and needless to say, trigger warning. And after that story, after that link, every link after that is just comedy related, right? Not to make light of it, but it's just like to those of us who just need to be careful in this cruel, cruel world. Anyway, so moving on. What else? Did I mention I just ate a salad before starting the show? It's funny, when I eat salads, my sinuses are clear. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever. But now it's blocked again. Maybe I need to eat another salad. All right, fat boy. Oh, right, okay. So moving on. Let's go to step one. Before we start the show, I'm going to get the proper pronunciation. This is a PSA on the proper pronunciation of VP Harris, her first name. Okay, you ready? Here we go. And it's got to be legit because the girl saying it is she's a brown woman. Sorry, I'm being an idiot. Here we go.
I think it's a good time to try and get this pronunciation right once and for all. I tell you what it's not. It is not Kamala Harris. It is not Kamala Harris. Okay. It is Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
According to her own memoir in 2019, Kamala Harris says it's like the punctuation mark, comma, Kamala. Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States. Thank you. Goodbye.
Kamala. All right. I got to practice because, you know, my first language is not English. It's French. And, well, first of all, fuck the white man in his language. But, yeah, Kamala. Comment ça se prononce en français? Apparently, she speaks French. Kamala speaks French. Yeah. So, all this to say, we're going to be talking about Kamala. 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 Kamala, 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 Kamala. I'm going to fuck that up, aren't I? Kamala, like that little baby who keeps saying, Niggertron! Yeah, Kamala, Kamala. All right, okay, comma and la. Pronounced differently in English, American English versus British English. Oh, interesting. Kamala results in wrong pronunciation of Kamala in Britain. Oh, well, how does the word want to be called? That's what matters to me. Okay, here we go. Tell me, kids.
It's not Kamala.
Nope.
It's not Kamala.
That's what I said.
It's not Kamala.
Nope.
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Kamala's for our schools.
Kamala's for affordable child care.
That's Kamala. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris for Senate.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Kamala did not pay me to play this video, but needless to say, I'm rooting for her. No, I am not an American citizen. No, I cannot vote, participate in the election, but I'm rooting for the woman. You know, it's fucked up. It's interesting, man. American elections are like a pageantry. It's like a pageantry. It's like the Olympics, right? And I'm not trying to say, yeah, look, I'm trying to say United States ain't shit. Okay? It ain't. I mean, it's our neighbors to the south. It's our greatest trading partner as Canadians. And blah, 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 blah. But the fucking ideas, yeah, they can suck my dick with that shit, man. And I say this because Benjamin Netanyahu came to visit the United States. And it's as if he purposely showed up to remind the world that, yeah, we ain't shit. We ain't shit like the drug dealer who sells, who how did the Malice from the clips. He says, yes, it pains me to see them need this, all these lost souls, and I'm their Jesus. I bring this up because there's a video of Netanyahu speaking in Congress, getting a standing ovation for fucking genocide. You know what I mean? It's anyway, I'm just saying, the United States ain't shit, but they're in the business of being number one. So what the fuck do I know about being in the business of being the top tier of all countries? My point is, dirt needs to get done. All right? I'm acknowledging that. And people like Trump, people like poverty, they're just reminders that, yeah, in the movies we sound great, but in real life, In real life, we're fucking, we're like apex predators. With that said, I'm acknowledging that because I am rooting for Kamala to win the election, while also acknowledging that poor woman will not have the power, just like Obama will not have the power. I'm not naive to change the nature of that country. They'll do a good job. I believe she will do a good job. She will keep it afloat. People will benefit from her leadership. But I acknowledge that she will make some tough decisions and some of them will break our heart. But that's the job, man. She there will be disappointment. Maybe that's what it is being in your late 40s. You've seen it all. I say this because I remember when Obama was running and I think Boondocks tried to make the point. Dead Prez made the point about, you know, they were making the point about, yo, sure, we're rooting for Obama, but ain't shit gonna change. He's talking that hope, but, you know, it's, I guess I'm saying brace yourself, kids. You do want her in, you don't want fucking Trump in there. Politics is fucked up. Anyway, whatever. That's not the topic. I'm getting off topic, but you know, it's my goddamn podcast. But I want to jump to final thoughts, so that's why. So let me just go through user random thoughts. So yeah, the reason I'm bringing up Kamala is because, to acknowledge that I'm rooting for her. Shut Up Podcast. I just want to go on record and saying that Shut Up Podcast endorses Kamala. All right. Yes. Yeah. Hold on a second. Yes, we're endorsing her. Yay! All right, I'm hoping to use my influence on some of y'all. If you're an American citizen, please email me to say what's up, or just use the word ping. But sorry, my Canadian inferiority complex kicked in. You're American? You listen to this podcast? Oh my God! Can I get a green card off? You know, I'm kidding. I'm not trying to move. Fuck that. I got a good ass job right now. I'm stuck in my thought again. Right. What was I saying? Yeah. I'm endorsing her. I heard Mark Cuban endorsed her. So I'm joining the people who endorsed her. Yeah. So Shut Up Podcast is pro. Kendrick Lamar, pro Kamala, and anti Whitey. All right, just a reminder in case you forgot. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Another PSA about Kamala and about why she can't run. And I'm gonna play it for him from this voice himself. Okay. So just a sec. Okay. PSA about why Kamala shouldn't be allowed to run for president. Here we go.
She shouldn't even be allowed to run for president. What she's done, she's committing crimes.
I fucking love that quote. I want to play that again.
She shouldn't be allowed to run for president. What she's done, she's committing crimes.
Ah, fuck. One more time.
She shouldn't even be allowed to run for president. What she's done, she's committing crimes.
Now, I don't know what crime that Trump is talking about. Oh, in case you didn't recognize the voice. but it's kind of fucking funny. The motherfucker who got convicted. I think he's got the highest conviction for an American president. Past president, for him to talk that shit, you know what I mean? It's kind of, I'm sure it'd be kind of like the dude who cheated on his girl talking about, you know, yeah, he shouldn't be banging my girl because, I know that's a bad example, but it's more, people are different. The fucking audacity. Like, you know, when you shouldn't talk, people who shouldn't talk, and they have the audacity to, oh, look, man, if I had 34 conviction against me, how does it work? Going to jail. I'm not, yeah, man, you shouldn't be running. You got a lot of criminal cases. Hey, stop bringing up old shit about me. We're talking about you. All right, okay. I already spoke a lot about, like, my excitement about Kamala running and what Joe Biden did. Stepping down like he did, I mean, that's big on them. Part of me wants to believe like they've planned this from the beginning. If they did, man, that's a master strategic play shit, whatever. But anyways, but yo, dear Democrat voters, supporters, don't rely on fucking social media to give you the results, because vote. My point is just fucking vote. Then worry about what's going on social media. Don't get into, I don't need to vote, everyone else is voting. Nah. She's a shoo-in. Nah, man. Don't fuck with Trump. Trump is like Clay Davis from The Wire. You don't dance on his grave till you know the motherfucker's dead. You know, it's tough. I said this on the last episode. It's tough being a Canadian citizen watching American politics. It's like watching a game show and the contestant is a fucking idiot. It's about to like, oh man, don't blow this. Don't fucking blow. No, stick to the car. Fuck the magic beans. Stick to the car. Oh, okay. I guess you want the beans, but yeah. No, don't go with the convicted. Like the idea that the United States is like, I don't know. On one end, there's Kamala. But according to Trump, she shouldn't run because she's, you know, and anyway, it's stressful. But yeah, I brought it up how I've been excited. But you know what? Lately, I'm bringing this up is what's been, I've been entertained by, for myself. I'm not saying this for Kamala, but entertained at all the predictable attacks that's been coming towards her, especially this one. I mean, this is the latest one that I heard, right? I'm going to play it, and warning, trigger alert. Like, you're probably going to want to punch something, but for me, it's like, I feel like Neo in the Matrix. I know, like, Republicans, her oppositions are so fucking predictable about how they're, like, I'm waiting for someone to bring up her birth certificate. Radical. They keep calling her radical. But this is my favorite one. Here we go.
Yeah, and then there's the DEI press secretary telling you that the DEI vice president is the future of the party here. And so the future looks kind of dim for the Democrats here. But this is no shocker either. Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk Tua girl. That's the way she got where she is. And the party's going downhill if it's in her hands.
That was tough. That was harsh.
You know, word on the street is Trump is thinking of backing out, or I'm showing, I don't know if he's backing out from the debate, but he is saying, yeah, man, I ain't debating her on ABC. She needs to debate me on Fox. Are you out your fucking mind with this asshole there? This, I don't know who that guy is. I don't know. But he's Whitey. When I say fuck Whitey, I'm thinking of motherfuckers like him. And, yeah, that shit was predict. Like, that was, like, that's, I think at some point I want someone to be like, yeah, I ain't voting for that DEI porch monkey. Shit like that. So, like, I'm gonna start collecting these attacks. But that's not the reason why I bring this up. I bring this up because I'm inspired. I've been thinking about how a woman like herself has to navigate through this shit. She's gotta be able to brush off. Like, she... like, I'm entertained by the attacks towards her, but she's got to deal with it. And I'm sure, she knows that it's coming. But for me, my fascination is how she navigates the world of, oh, you're a DEI hired. I bring this up because for me, I was sensitive about that shit. Every time someone DEI hired, it was like, it was getting to me, mainly because I kept picturing, kept wondering, I was like, which one of my motherfucking punk bitch of co-workers has that thought? Especially towards me. Oh, you only got that promotion. The only reason you got... No, because I've actually dealt with a white dude who, because I work in the public sector, a white dude who was like, well, you work in the government. And that was his coded way of saying, yeah, you're a DEI Howard. Howard. For those who don't know, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. In the public sector, they do have something called, fuck. Ah, man, what do we call it again? Why would you blank out now? It's called, you're going to make me look it up. My brain doesn't want to cooperate during this. I'm not mad at my brain. Yeah, I am, but during the podcast. It's employment equity. There we go. Employment equity. We got that. So when I apply for jobs, there's a section where they say, hey, you want to let us know if you're black, if you're a woman, black, disabled, indigenous, or a racialized person. But if you're not white, you want a non-white male, you want to identify that shit. Now, white people, especially specifically the mediocre white person, is telling themselves, oh, this is bullshit. Well, not realizing that, no, you're not competing against us. You're competing against the top tier white person. Don't blame us. I'm competing against other black. Like, basically, they have a pile of there's a pile of white people and there's a pile of everyone else. And they're like, okay, like, pick five from that pile. Pick two from that pile. You know, because we need to, you know, some color in our team. If you're a white person bitching about DEI, if you're a white male bitching about DEI, yeah, it just means you're mediocre. You ain't top game. You, I used to joke about all your successes have been based on the fact that all your wins have been based on the fact that the other team couldn't show up to compete. But if you're a white woman bitching about DEI, looking at you, Lauren Boebert, you're full of shit. Because you, anyway, white women have been, okay, you know what? I mean, I do talk politics on this podcast, but it ain't really mainly a, I'm just stopping myself from getting over emotional over these crackers. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say, man. Shout out to Kamala Harris for navigating in a room full of vultures. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures. And I'm inspired because I'm inspired by the idea because I'm looking at her. Right? I'm looking at her and I'm realizing that I'm sure she doesn't waste her time thinking about the haters. I mean, every once in a while she probably does because she's a human being. But I'm sure on her road to success, she knows that, nah, I can't look down. I can't let the haters give me a bit of fear. I can't react. No, I got to focus. I got to keep my eyes on the prize. And that's what's been motivating me. I mean, that's where I take inspiration from. Even though I want to kick some cracker's ass at work. If I find you, motherfucker, oh, it's on. Actually, no. What's that line by, I should be saying. I should be saying. What's that line by 50 Cent? Let them hate. Something. Let them hate. 50 told me. There we go. Kanye said that. 50 told me. God bless Google. Because 50 told me, go ahead, switch your style up. And if they hate, let them hate. And watch the money pile up. I mean, I'm not. I'm not talking about. But what am I, selling drugs? All right, okay. All right, let me just jump into a different distraction. Every once in a while, I'll find a tweet, something. I'll find something on social media that I'm just too overwhelmed. Instead of answering in the comment section, I'll just bring it up on the show. And for example, here's one of them. Right, someone asked on Twitter. It goes, hey, man, what's the worst date y'all ever been on? laughing my ass off. Excuse me. And mine was, did I really blink out? Holy fuck, what was my answer? Holy shit, I had one in mind. The worst one was, now, I've talked a lot about an ex who I've called her, I've deemed her the worst ex possible, but she was not the worst date. The worst date was, oh, now I remember. Yes, this chick from Toronto. And I didn't know any better. This chick from Toronto. And I, you know, again, no game. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Anyways, I remember, I think I got her number at a club. Then we went out, Rito Center. I forget the name of that restaurant that we checked out, right? But, you know, whatever. And this chick ends up going on the rant. Again, I point out the reason for she's from Toronto. Maybe that's why I'm bitter against Toronto. This lady goes off on a rant about bilingualism, about French people, about French language. Is it French people or French language? All I know is because I guess she was annoyed that how in Ottawa it's very bilingual, it's French and English and daddy daddy. And this chick goes on a rant about, I can't remember if it was French people or French language. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, wow, guess we're going Dutch. Like, I know after that, it didn't go any further, like, on both sides, but I remember, like, I don't think you understand, like, the vitriol, is that the word? Like, there was, like, some sincere, hey, I didn't take it personal, but it was more like, what the f-? In some countries, you gotta learn, you're bitching about a second language? Some country, they know eight languages. Have you been to Europe? It's like, get the fuck out of your world. It was just insane. It's funny. I knew when they I would use it for comedy, but I remember just she was just. I don't know how long she went on, but I know it was long enough for me to be like, "Damn, don't you have something else to hate? What the fuck? Like yourself? All right, okay. Yeah, I would say I would vote that as the worst date possible." Usually my worst date is any date that I didn't get to hit. No. This lady was like, wow. Just remembering that, I'm like, yeah, I'm never dating ever again. That fear of coming across. I don't know where she's at, but it's like, no respect for the person you're talking. So tell me something about yourself. Well, my first language is French. Anyway, yeah. Second one. Okay, this question, I found myself Googling because I was watching season 3 of The Wire. Excuse me, let me rephrase. I was rewatching. I don't know what number I'm at in my rewatch, but I was watching season 3 of The Wire, and I was at that scene. I forget the episode, but I was at the scene where Brother Muzon's boy, basically Brother Muzon is looking for, okay, spoiler alert, is looking for Omar, and so he sends his boy to a gay club to ask about Omar. And there's a scene where, well, Homie's like homophobic like a motherfucker, but you can tell he's very uncomfortable in that club, in the presence of gay men. And it had me wondering, so why the fuck do we as straight men, why does it bother us? I don't feel like, okay, shout out to you hetero males who are like, I'm not bothered when I go to gay clubs. I'm not saying it bothers me now, but it used to. Why were we ever uncomfortable? Like, most of us are uncomfortable being in a gay club. And I like when one person wrote, man, I'm like, this is from Quora site. And one person wrote, she said, oh, it's a she. Yeah, she goes, basically, they're used, us hetero males, they're used on being sexually aggressive. They're used on being sexually aggressive one and holding all the power by virtue of being romantically involved with women who are typically smaller and weaker than them. Encountering a gay man who might be interested in them suddenly places them in a role where another person might be able to exert power over them. And it scares them. Now, how is this woman so insightful? And there's also the discomfort of possibly being sexualized without consent. I never looked at that. Being viewed by someone as a product to consume is dehumanizing after all. In short, they're getting a taste of what it means to be a woman on an average day. And they can't handle it. There's also just good old-fashioned homophobia. I think overall it's homophobia, where they're afraid of being viewed as gay for being around gay men in some manner. I remember the first time I walked into in a gay club. It was didn't know I was walking. I was in San Francisco. I was looking for an all-nighter club, and didn't read the rest of the details. And I walked in. This was a long time ago. Again, this during my unenlightened days, right? I was probably in my early 20s. I was in San Francisco. And I remember walking in and my first thought of, like I do in any club, I'm like, man, the ratio here sucks. And every club I go in is, the fact of a good club is the ratio of women needs to be higher than the ratio of men. Anyways, I remember being in there and going, man, this ratio sucks. And then I'm like, the fuck's wrong? What's wrong? What's with all these men with no shirts on? It's not that hot. I'm preacher side, eh? Preacher side talking, man. It's a son of a pastor. I'm so fucking naive walking in. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, I'm in a gay club. I remember panicking in that moment. Not loud. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to hell. Well, no. Internally panicking. And then when I finally got a grip of myself, first thing I noticed is how no one is noticing me. Now, I'm not going to make the joke about, you know, the usual joke. Oh, then I dropped the pen. So I mean, no, no. But it was the idea of, what the fuck are you scared of? Like, I never understood what was that discomfort all about. And she broke it down. And I think about how, yes, through my miseducation on being a man, I remember the first time a girl came up to me and expressed an interest in me and how uncomfortable that made me feel. You know, oh, shit, I don't want to make you. Like, it's like, look, I got to be in the driver's seat. I guess that's what it is, man. It was the idea of I'm not in the driver's seat. I was trained, been playing with G.I. Joes all my life and Transformers and it all just to be like, yeah, when it comes to relationship, you're supposed to be in the driver's seat. I guess that's what it is, man. Just being in there and being like, The idea that, oh my God, like this homosexual male will not have control over his urges and will pick me. Hey, boy, look mighty cute in them jeans. You know, now that I think about it, yeah, those jokes by Eddie Murphy on Delirious. Yeah, homophobic as a motherfucker. Yeah, I guess I grew up with the notion that, yeah, gay men are worse than us, are worse than hetero males. You see how we treat males? You see how we treat females? Well, women, well, that's what they're going to do to you. Anyway, all this from, I think a lot, and this is why it's called Use and Random Thoughts. All right, because I think a motherfucking lot. Shout out to being a highly sensitive man. All right, okay, so this concludes Use and Random Thoughts. I don't know if you noticed, but I covered a lot of items and didn't use up a lot of time. I think I don't know how long I've been talking. Probably 30 minutes. But all right, okay. So let's jump to final thought. And yeah, and then I get to conclude a podcast. Okay, now before I do that, I need to play. All right, hold on a second. Ooh, had to lube up the voice, the throat. I don't know what's going on. Oh, maybe I should, hold on a second. I know what's going on. I need to turn on the air filter. Shout out to you folks going, oh, you're a fragile motherfucker. Yes, indeed I am. Hold on a second. Boom. I think that's what it is. Also the... Oh, really? Update the firmware? Not now. Okay. So I mentioned I ate a salad. Guess what I'm feeling right now? Fucking hungry. All right, okay. Final thoughts. Okay, first I start out with, what's up with today's title? I'll tell you in a song. Now, for those of you who are returning listeners, you'll notice a different change in the format of in today's podcast. Usually, I recite poetry at the beginning of the episode, but now, since the poetry is connected to the final thought, I figured I'd do it at the beginning of final thought, and here it goes. It goes something like this, okay? Bear with me. If you know the words, sing along. Well, okay. It's actually, I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to recite it as a poem. So here it goes. I done had money. I'm going to repeat that. I said, I done had money and I done been broke. I done been talked about something awful. done been lied by so many folks. I done even been depressed at times. I didn't want to cry because my pride was too strong. But over the years, I thought it over. And after struggling for so long and still holding on, I figured can't be nothing all that wrong with crying. If anybody says that they that strong, they lying. See, crying is like taking your soul through the laundromat.
Message.
I said, crying is like taking your soul through the laundromat.
Message.
One more time, because someone's like, I need someone to hear me. I said, crying is like taking your soul through the laundromat.
Message.
It's like the feeling you get when you see your grandmama smile or the heavens opened up and blessings rain down. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. This one deserves a... Right? Right? Am I right? My God, hold on. Okay, I got a lot of, I'm gonna give it this one too. Yeah, that's what's up. Jabari Tribe! That's what's up. All right, okay. That was a dope verse. Okay, so that verse came from Life Jennings, R&B singer Life Jennings. I'm a big, huge fan of that, of this band. And from his first album. And that's where today's title comes from. Now, why the fuck am I talking about crying? Since the inception of this podcast, I've been meaning to make an episode about crying. But this ain't the episode yet. What I am going to talk about, well, first start out is, first I'm going to say a shout out to my homegirl CEO. sorry, I'm being like Bobby Brown. You might be wondering who that is, but she knows. Right. Okay. We were having a conversation. Okay. For first, I got to acknowledge that this is a big deal, this conversation for me, because I, episode 190, and the only person who I've had like an intense conversation about my podcast was my therapist. Everyone after that, it's just like, yeah, I got a podcast, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, the concept of the podcast. So it's a big deal for me that we had, like, I remember I was like all timid about it, telling her about it, and her feedback was very valuable. And, right. And the first thing she said, I remember, it was like in a voice note. The first thing she brought up is how, had me thinking about, she had me reflecting on is, because she's trying to podcast herself, and she said how, I want to be vulnerable, but I'm worried about oversharing. And what I like about that is because since the beginning of this episode, I've always been worried about the line between oversharing and being vulnerable. Because this is what this podcast is all about, being vulnerable. And when she brought that up, it had me thinking about, let me look into it, because it's something I've been thinking about. Like, there's been episodes that I published, gotten high, because usually when I'm high, you know, it triggers my anxiety, and I'm like, fuck, I wonder if I overshared in that one episode. And I found myself looking it up, man. And the first article that came up, and I'm going to share it with you, and it goes, the difference between vulnerability and oversharing, for goodness sake, with William Brown. All right, and then it goes like this. I'm not going to read it because I'm going to let my AI bot do it for me, okay? So here we go. Take it over, Skynet.
The difference between vulnerability and oversharing, for goodness sake, with William Brown. Do you know an oversharer? Somebody who tells you their secrets right off the bat. Somebody who's looking for a confessional more than a conversation. We've all met people like this, people who can change the energy of the room and make us feel trapped, people who make us feel like we're getting talked at instead of spoken with, and about a subject we did not sign up for. Mm. Because human beings naturally extend compassion, we find ourselves engaging in these situations even when the person reaching out makes us feel awkward. Huh. While I can offer advice on how to get out of such a situation, it's more important for us to first look at ourselves to make sure we aren't blind to our own oversharing. It starts with how we think about vulnerability. Vulnerability is the intersection of our humanity. It's where we meet. William Brown. Vulnerability is built on trust. Vulnerability is not one-sided. It's an exchange of energy and, ideally, leaves both people feeling better after it's been shared. Vulnerability is the intersection of our humanity. It's where we meet. However, it's impossible to build a bridge if you don't know what's on the other side. And while you can start to build a bridge even if you don't know what awaits you, it probably won't be successful, and you'll have wasted your efforts because you had no real plan to connect in the first place. So, when you start a conversation about a personal subject, be honest with yourself about your intentions and what you want to give to and receive. Writer Brené Brown differentiates between oversharing and vulnerability. I call it oversharing floodlighting. A lot of times we share too much information as a way to protect us from vulnerability. When a person overshares, that person is essentially dumping thoughts and feelings onto another person. Oversharing does not leave room for the other person to speak, and therefore protects us from the other person's feedback, their thoughts, and feelings. When we are vulnerable with another person, we are engaging in a mutually beneficial exchange of thoughts and feelings. This is not to say that you should bottle everything up. That's not healthy. But if you do decide to shake it up and pull the cork on what you're feeling, make sure you leave space for the person you're speaking with so they feel safe and welcome to pop their own cork and overflow.
Interesting.
William W. Brown is founder and board chair of Legacy Early College.
All right. Okay. Well, links are in the show notes. Show notes. Yeah. Go to the website, shutuppodcast.com. Yeah. Who is William Brown? Is he related to Brené Brown? Let me do a search on this guy. I hate when I quote find an article or quote a white man only to find out that, oh, what, they own slaves? Oh, ain't that a bitch? Okay. William Wells Brown? Okay, wait. You know what? Okay, I'll look it up later. Because the William Brown that I'm seeing is in black and white. 1800 picture. Okay. All right. That's not the point. But as he was talking, I guess I'm still not clear. No, I am clear. If you don't, in the theme song, there's a part where I say, did I put the lyric somewhere? It goes, if you ain't speaking to our benefit, then shut the fuck up. Initially, when I added that verse, it was by way of thinking of people who like to talk your ears off. Sometimes they're talking about their greatness. Sometimes they're talking about shit that's gone on in their lives. But it's like a one-way conversation. Like, they ain't looking for feedback on your part. You're supposed to, like, take it in and be like, oh, wow, you're an amazing human being. Tell me more about how you bang Rihanna with your 12-inch penis. You know what I mean? It's like, so I guess the thing about me is, depending on who I am, for the most part, I tend to be like, okay, I'm the introverted in me. I tend to trigger deep conversations. It's a thing about me. And when I talk, it's kind of like, I'm doing weird. I guess I'm seeing if I can. So usually I use this ability around people. This is the first time doing it on a microphone. Look, my intention is I speak, I say something, and it makes you want to contribute right back. Email me at shutuppodcast411 at gmail.com and say, hey, I connected to what you said. Here are my thoughts. Now, I don't want to hear no bitch ass nigga. Fuck Kamala. I don't want to hear, no, I'm not talking about you. I don't want to hear, no, why you got to make it about race? Nah, fuck that. I want to talk to people who are on the same frequency as me. Like, look, we don't have to agree on everything, but, you know, don't write in to just argue with me. But it's more, it's got to be, your response has to benefit us both. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't be an asshole. That's my way of saying don't be an asshole. Anyway, look. Like I said, from the inception of this podcast, I'm a work, the podcast and myself, both work in progress. I need to fix that. We're both work in progress. So I'm still figuring it out. I'm not saying I have the answers. Just a reminder on this podcast, I don't offer solutions. I'm just a guy who just think things out through things who's just thinking out loud. And I, yeah. Oh, right. So where I'm going to go with this oversharing, being vulnerable. When I think of the concept of vulnerability, I think of, by masculine definition, by masculine standard, I mean being a bitch, you know what I mean? Being unmanly, doing some unmanly shit. Now, if you don't know something about me, is I've given up all attempts to being someone's definition of being a real man. I'm figuring out for my own self. I'm remixing for my own self. I'm, you know, Be Black's version of masculinity. And I only say this because I want to share. It's because over the weekend, I finally watched the movie Manchester by the Sea. If you're into drama, I recommend it. And the reason I was made aware of this movie is because I was on Reddit in the movie section, and someone said, hey, what's a good movie to make you cry? And that made Manchester by the Sea made the top of the list. And I were telling myself, you know what? I wanted to feel something. I wanted to trigger. Some people say I want to feel something and cut their hand and, like, you know, and bleed and cause pain. No, I wanted to. I struggle with, sometimes I think I can't cry. My ability to cry was broken when I first mastered how to see. I remember I was a young child, and it was very important to me to be like to be able to feel pain, physical pain, and not cry. You know, like the guys in the movies. You know, they get shot and like, oh man, I've been shot. I didn't want to be like, it hurts, it hurts. No, I wanted to be like, oh man, oh, it hurts, it hurts. But ever since that moment as a child, it's been hard for me to, like, cry. So, So I wanted to test my ability to cry. But here's what's fucked up. I watched the movie, and you know what I did? Everything to prevent myself from crying. I would watch it. I'd be on my phone. I would distract myself. I would pause the movie, go to something else. Okay, my biggest mistake is I was like, I did it while smoking weed because I really wanted to feel the intensity of the movie. And my brain kept saying, like, yeah, nah, man, fuck that. We're not in the right state to handle a movie like that. So I had to, like, watch the rest of the movie while being sober. And by the time I got to the end, I'm like, oh, man. Had I watched this movie like I should have watched it, I would have understood. It's like, so what I'm saying is, I watched the movie with the intentions of allowing it to make me cry, and instead I stopped myself from crying. Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. When I think of vulnerability, I think of the word tears come to mind. With that said, I have a list of, going back to the question of oversharing versus being vulnerable. There's a list of tracks that I put it, like, you go in the show notes, right? And I let you decide whether I'm playing a game with you. It's called oversharing or being vulnerable. For example, Talib AC, self-help/ugly, his poem, self-help/ugly. If you haven't heard it, go to the show notes, you'll understand. And then you decide, being vulnerable or oversharing. I'll let you check it out for yourself. Jay-Z, You Must Love Me. Oversharing or being vulnerable? Biggie, Suicidal Thoughts. Yeah, nigga, you want to commit suicide? Fuck, do it on your own time. Click. When I die, fuck it, I want to go to hell. Nigga, I'm sleeping. Clack. Kendrick Lamar, Mother I Sober. Oversharing or being vulnerable? I'll give you the answers. Being vulnerable, you motherfuckers. But my point is, I can see someone being like, yeah, that's some oversharing. I made sure to put Kendrick Lamar, Mother Sober Eye, because I, oh man, am I distracting you with the sound of these dices? I apologize. I'm not going to bring it up. No, it doesn't matter why I brought it up. But someone else suggested putting you, but I went with Mother Eye Sober because it touched me. That's why. Anyways, like to hear your thoughts. What do you believe is oversharing and being vulnerable? Part of the reasons why when I released this podcast, I'm being very selective about who I tell this podcast is. And by selective, no one from the city of Ottawa. No, that's not true. No one from that I know. Because first I'm trying to deal with the audience in my mind. Because in my mind, I'm dealing with an audience that's like, B, what the fuck, man? Shut the fuck up. Why are you telling this message? The name of the podcast, shut up. There's a part of my brain that's like, shut up, man. No one wants to hear this shit. This is boring. What the fuck, man? Talking about the bitches and hoes, man. Dumb it down. But it's I guess I'm not interested in hearing. The thing of Ottawa culture is it's a conservative town. Even the cool people who are the non-conservative are can be conservative. And they'll be like, see, I grew up as a, this might help, is I grew up as a preacher's child, a pastor's kid. And I made this comparison. I swear, last point. I grew up as a preacher's kid. And as a Christian, growing up in the church, everyone hid behind a mask. Everyone, like, showed their polished self to the public. What, you were molested? Man, keep that shit to yourself. Nah, man, you were wholly sanctified. That's how you presented yourself. And I remember when I did comedy and joined the comedy community, they were the complete opposites. Nah, they put their pain vulnerability on the outside of, this is why I'm fucked up. I thought it was like, wow. I say all this because I'm going against my nature to be vulnerable in a public setting. Usually, if you see me, I won't lie to you, man. If you see me, you're gonna get a character. You're gonna get a person who I go out of my way to convince you that I'm a quote unquote normal person. It's only on this mic that I allow myself to be like, say what I feel. And remind myself, it's my goddamn podcast, you know, say what you want to say. Like, and at the same time, you listen to the whole episode so you can be, and then respond, as opposed to cut me off after the second sentence. All right, so with that said, I don't know why my eyes are dry, even though it's getting worse. I ate all that salad for nothing. All right, this concludes today's episode. Like I said, I go to the show notes, and there's an other link section for you to check out with some cool-ass link. And like always, yeah, website is, shut if you want to holler at me, go to shutuppodcast.com. Oh, man, leave these dice. I'm fidgeting. Holler at me at shutuppodcast.com. You can email me at shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Quick reminder that if I don't know what your favorite podcatcher is, and if you can't find me, go to the website, and you can find the RSS link to subscribe to the podcast. Like, if you can't find me on your favorite, like, podcatcher, favorite podcast directory, because, you know, they're racist like that. just go to the website to find my RSS link. I really hope I don't have to explain to you what an RSS link is, RSS feed is, but whatever. As always, yo, thank you for listening, and please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.